Smith or Stephen? You ready to get rolling?
Recording in progress.
All right, we'll go ahead and get this rolling here today for this Tooele County Economic Opportunity Board meeting, March 21st, 2024, the hour 3:30 PM here in council chambers. First item on our agenda is our welcome and roll call. Looks like I've got Ms. Lopez in here with me online. We've got Mayor Van, Mr. Smith showed up, Mayor Critchlow, and Ryan England online. Welcome, guys. Thank you for coming. Number two on our agenda is our Better City Economic Development Report. I'll turn it over to you, Ryan.
Thank you. Sir, I'm not there. I forgot to schedule our car, so I'm sitting at home. We have two things we're working on. One, we sent you all earlier an economic snapshot looking at this, a very rough draft. Andy's already sent us a number of corrections on it, but we'd like to have him take a look at whether we've added too much, too little. I guess the thought is to have one free pager that can be printed up and handed out to people who are looking for opportunities for business in the county. And then we'd have something online that would have probably the same free pager, but then a lengthy appendix with a lot more information on the county that people look through it. They should be able to say, hey, I want to move there. So just take a look at that and let me know in the next few weeks with your emails. Scott asked for that, a copy of something like that, so we've been working on. The second thing we've been working on is the American World War II Heritage County application, and that's moving slower than I thought, but it turns out that Jim Peterson's already putting in a bid to have Wendover Airport be the heritage community. And when I talked with Ty this morning, he'll be getting with Jim and deciding whether we want to join the two applications together to avoid conflict. I think we've got a pretty strong application, by the way, if we go in with not just the airport, but also Tooele Army Depot the third one. Oh, there it is. Sorry. It'll come back to me. Yeah, two words in my head that are competing with coming out of my mouth. Can't make it work. Dugway, there we go. So working on that and looking to hear back from y'all. Anything else? Any questions?
Any questions for you guys, for Ryan? Sounds like we're all plugging away at this, Greg. And did we discuss the incentive plan discussion too, or is that something we still need to discuss?
We have not.
Okay, so that moves us on to number four there. Ryan, you're doing great work for us. We greatly appreciate it. Yeah, we did mention that a shorter one might be better for short talks, but they're going to want the full information. It's good to have too, so it's good to hear that you have both options available. So we can review that next meeting, and is that something we need to vote on as well?
Yep.
To send up to county council? Okay, we'll meet.
But in the meantime, please send him any recommendations you have.
So read through that. If you got recommendations, ideas, opinions, send them to Ryan so we can get it updated. And we'll vote on this next meeting and send it up to council. Great. All right. Number four on our agenda is the economic development plan update. Subsection A is an incentive plan discussion. Did you have something on that, Rochelle?
I can find the mic back here.
So we talked last time about what strategies we want to work on in our economic development plan. And one that was brought up by this board was an incentive policy. So that when a business is looking to come into the county, we have some sort of policy as to what we are willing to offer incentives for and up to what amount we are willing to offer. And if it would just be the county tax, if we can get the school district on board, various things like that. If we offer more incentive for higher salaries, more incentive for water-wise uses, that type of stuff is what we're looking for. So we ask that all of you, if you, in your spare time, see if you can find any incentive policies out there that you like. The Governor's Office of Economic Opportunity has quite a few. ECU has some. and bring back elements of the incentive policies that you think would be beneficial for Tula County.
Are there any on top of anybody's head they'd like to discuss today? I know Mayor Wynn is kind of subsided with the tax breaks by giving them a discount on their property. I don't think the county has a lot of property though, so that might not be beneficial. I thought that was a great idea, in my opinion.
That's the type of input we're looking for. Put something together.
Perfect. Mayor Wynn, do you have anything that you'd like to add right now to that?
Well, we do have different incentives that we offer, but it depends on what the company is, how many employees they're bringing. One that we work with them quite often is we either supply the needed water or we allow them to purchase water rights, basically payment in lieu instead of bringing those water rights with them. That's only for businesses. But we will help with infrastructure sometimes, water sewer lines. It just depends on where it is, what their needs are, and what we feel like they're going to bring. But for the past 6 years, and it is still our policy that we do not offer tax incentives. They can get those through the state, but we're not willing to give those locally because we really cannot get participation from the school district. And if I was the school district, I wouldn't give to it either. So I understand totally where they're coming from, but we have found that we don't need to offer tax incentives. We still get them. So that's what we do. But I can send you more information on what we base what their requirements are, what they're asking us for, and what we're willing to pay. Well, if that would help you.
Yeah, that would be great. I appreciate that.
Okay, we'll send that to Rochelle.
And we can put that in the package also, information, because that's one of the things people do ask about.
Great. Yeah, it'll help us on the bit, all around then.
Yeah.
For the record, I'll say Ms. Bottle showed up for us today, so she's here. Thank you. And I forgot to mention, Tim Gilley's in our audience tonight, so thank you for showing up. I appreciate you. All right, Mayor Tripso, do you have anything that you could think of off the top of your head for Grantsville?
We have a lot of businesses that are just about ready to come in at this point. So I would really love some of that information from Mayor Wynn. That'd be fabulous.
Great.
Sounds happy. Happy to send it to you, Mayor.
Yeah, so thanks. We're all in need of the same stuff, so good. Councilman Smith, do you have anything you'd like to touch or?
I'll find something.
You'll find something? Good. I'm sure you will. Good. I'm sure we'll all find something we can add and make this a place to incentivize big businesses. I like the whole higher wages. Incentivize them by giving us some higher wage job, higher salary jobs.
Right. And I like the idea of water-wise.
Water-wise, too, is also a good one. As much training as I've had on paper water, natural water, it still doesn't make sense to me, but I'm not an engineer, so I don't have to.
There's no water on paper.
I'll leave that up to the people to know what they're doing.
We don't know that for sure.
That's I just want to say, you're a lucky man, see?
Good. Any other discussion on the incentive? Let's plan to bring this back next month though as well. Any ideas, thoughts? Let's get them to Rochelle and Stephanie early. We can get them on the agenda and make sure we've got a good packet full. And then we can all be on the same page as well. I like it. All right. Any other discussion on that one? Great, we'll do that. BEC Utah and Yo-Yo. Great websites. Number 5 on our agenda is our grants. And due to the time constraints we do have, I know a few of you have to step out early and it would take us probably 3 hours to go through all of these. So I'm in a motion that we spend 2 weeks going through these. Stephanie will send us a rating page. We can all rate them individually and get them back to her, and then we can put a kind of a structure together. Is 2 weeks enough time for everybody?
That should be.
And do we want to?
That really works. That works for me.
Works for you guys too, Mayor Wynn. You as well. I hope.
That will work. I'll squeeze it into the next 2 weeks.
In your spare time, please do.
Thank you.
Then do we want to meet back up to discuss this in person, or we just want to do this through email and kind of go off their matrix we did on the last round?
Are you? Hi.
I think it's important that we meet in person because a lot of times you guys have discussed these applications and one person has noticed something somebody else hasn't. So I say we bring them back and at least discuss the top six or whatever we have funding for. And maybe you may recommend on a certain application, we should only give them 5,000. So we may have 10 that could possibly be funded. So along with your score, if you think we should recommend a lesser amount than what they've requested, please include that on there as well.
That will help you out. Okay.
I was excited to see we had so many applicants.
Oh yeah.
Great.
Discussed earlier, I think we've had this many total last year. This is just the first round, so we might not need a second or third round. That'd be good. Be good. So we want to be back in 2 weeks, or we want to hold it off for a month. What are you guys' thoughts? When does the money need to be spent?
July.
By July, so we probably want to do this very soon.
I think so.
Give businesses time to get out.
Which means we've got to get a water system engineer on board for Wendover City. I'll put it on my list too.
I'll leave it up to you guys.
You want to meet like on the 11th of April?
Rochelle and I will be at a conference.
Yeah. Our next meeting is on the 18th. We could. May be the soonest we can do it.
Yeah, let's just review them. But
applicants will just have to be patient.
Yeah, we'll give you 2 weeks to rate them, get them in, and then Stephanie can compile all that and get it
and send it back out.
Send it back out, and then we can review it again, and then we'll put it on the agenda for next month if that's okay with everybody.
That's perfect.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Maybe by then, Mayor, when we'll have our economic development director, and she'll have a little more time.
Yeah, someday we'll clear out.
We didn't want silence for Jeremy.
Yeah. We'll miss that red-headed goblin.
He was here as an EDC Utah representative the other day.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. All right, is there anything else we need to discuss here today? All right, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned. Thank you, Councilman Smith.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you chiming in.
Is that here?